Also here tonight, Ben Shapiro. You see him right there, editor-in-chief of DailyWire.com, author of the new book, The Right Side of History. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Ben, how do you see it in terms of how the president did compared to the narrative that was being set for all of us?
I mean, listen, I think he gave one of the great speeches of his presidency, and yet most of the media coverage surrounded ancillary issues that had pretty much nothing to do with what was happening on the ground. I saw a lot of coverage on Twitter of how he signed a joint document with the other allies from World War II. He signed it at the top of the page. Ooh, the end of the world. I saw the media attempting to report that it was his fault that there was a delay in the ceremony, when in reality it was because Emmanuel Macron, the head of France, took too long to get there, and it was supposedly because Trump delayed the event for an interview with Fox, which of course ended up being false. And I do think that the media coverage was already preset here. They were not going to allow him to have a full victory. And does it help when the president, you know, mouths off too much?
Yeah.
No, that never helps too much. But the fact is that overall it should have been a nearly unanimous victory for the president. And instead the media turned it into something else, of course.
We laid out what some people on MSNBC were saying. Listen to how The View put it.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about him there because it's just out of me. I just don't. All those people who went and gave their lives, they didn't ask, they didn't have bone spurs. They went. People went. People went to fight the ugly that was happening.
Yeah.
They went and did it. That's all I'm going to say.
There are other presidents in both parties who did not serve, and yet she chose to highlight that on the day he was honoring all those who did serve. And even The View had to cut out, you heard that delay there, because there was a swear word in there. She had to go on the attack.
It is pretty insane. I mean, the fact is, again, the president was there to pay homage to people who did give their lives in defense of American freedom and Western civilization. And the fact that she feels the need to go after Trump's military record, and Joe Biden didn't serve in the military either. Bill Clinton was presumably a draft dodger. So this newfound, reverence for the idea that everybody has to serve, from the same people who want to undercut the military and defund it, is kind of amusing.
Yeah. And-